Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. Techno is the theme of the night, and I have an excellent interview from Toronto-based producer Shelley Johansson. We will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this week's Tracks of the Week. To start off, let's head to Belgium for one from production duo Filterheads. This is called Abstraction. Enjoy this. Okay, a couple of really strong tracks of the week there. That last one was Dino Maggiarana, and the track was Voyager, putting his arpeggiator and his cutoff to the test. Up next is going to be our feature for tonight's show, as I was fortunate a couple of weeks ago to be able to interview Toronto-based producer and DJ Shelley Johansson. Her star is definitely on the rise, as she has just released a Tribal Tone EP on John Digweed's Bedrock label. Full track list for this interview and track list is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Here is the first part of the interview. Enjoy. This is DJ Wah speaking to Toronto-based DJ and producer Shelley Johansson. Over the past few years, she's scored releases on Cian's Octopus label and most recently on John Digweed's Bedrock label. She's definitely one to watch for, as she has showcased her skills on such reputable labels. It's my pleasure to be speaking to her. This is Shelley Johansson. So to begin with, how would you define your sound?
I would have to say that it's quite melodic, in your face as well too. Some people have described my tracks as being like percussion sort of workout. I'd like to say that I have like a hard-hitting sound, but it can be emotional at times. I draw from like a sort of moody palette, I guess you could say.
Okay, is there anything about life and growing up in Toronto that inspired you to produce this style of music?
I actually grew up a bit in Vancouver and also in Calgary as well too. So okay. I think the idea of moving to Toronto and wanting to be in like a bigger city where there was more opportunities probably had a bit of an influence on my music. I'd say that my influences were more so around like my older siblings or people that I saw in the scene, so I wouldn't necessarily say that it's from Toronto. We'll be right back.
Do you have any early musical training that helped you as you found yourself interested in producing electronic music or techno more specifically?
No, not at all. I mean, I've always been drawn to like the dance music culture, but that was just something that was more of like an obsession. You know, it wasn't necessarily from having like a musical background of any sort. I did dance, and I feel like that played a large role in learning about music. I used to do ballet, and we would have a live pianist come in, and there was times where I was actually more mesmerized by what she was playing and the music opposed to like the actual dancing itself. So no, I had no like formal music training or anything like that. It was just more of like an obsession that was driving me wanting to like learn how to make music and to DJ as well.
When you are DJing, what is the performance setup that you prefer to use and why?
Well, I mean, I've played with like a few different types of platforms. I've had the pleasure of using all sorts of different mixers, but my setup currently, I have the Nexus series of the Pioneer CDJs. Okay. And also the DJM mixer. I've used like other turntables and I've used different types of mixers, but I really like the Pioneer equipment, but I'm not like married or totally committed to it, but that's my setup as of right now.
When you are performing DJing, how much of your sets is planned in advance and how much of it is just on the fly?
Most of it's on the fly. What I like to do is I create pretty organized playlists that I update on a weekly basis where I'm constantly grooming them and putting like new tracks in, and I have a pretty like organized way of setting up my playlists, and they're pretty specific. Just being prepared beforehand, it allows me to kind of move in between like playlists. For example, like I'll have a playlist that says like techno 122 to 124 BPM, and I arrange it from like my most recent downloads, so that way I know exactly where to find my most recent songs that I put into that playlist, and they'll all have a very similar feel to them as well too. It's kind of hard to say like, oh yeah, I have this much of my set planned out, because it never really goes that direction. Even if you think that it might. I mean, I'll make up like a playlist where I'll put anywhere between like 1 and 50 songs. I really want to play these, or maybe they're like new songs that I've produced that I want to test out on the dance floor.
Okay.
But other than that, it's more of like an intuitive feeling. Can't really plan it in that way. You know, you're not really, so we're giving like a unique experience to it, to a technological way of like performing. So I wouldn't say I plan too far ahead, maybe a couple tracks ahead.
Okay. What do you enjoy more, producing or DJing, and why?
That's a hard question to answer. I don't think I could choose one over the other, because they're different sides of like the same gem, you know, in a way.
Okay.
And but I guess what I like about like DJing is that I'm having a lot of fun, and I always follow this like whole idea where I want to be, I'm just there like dancing just as hard as the people who are there watching the performance as well. So when I'm DJing, I find that it flows and I'm enjoying myself and I can really be there with the music. Whereas production, it allows me to kind of elevate a little bit. And so there's no way that I could choose between the two. They provide like two different things for me. We'll be right back.
When you are producing music, which DAW do you produce with?
I use FL. I've had experience using like Cubase and also Ableton, but I'm a bit more of like a PC person, so I just have FL, like something that I just kind of stuck with.
So within Fruity Loops there, do you find, do you have any go-to VSTs that you just feel like you couldn't live without, or do you mostly use the stuff that's provided by that program?
I usually use third-party plugins. I like Native Instrument plugins. I find that I'm usually reaching for their products or Yuhi products.
Okay.
Anything from like Diva or Massive, Bazil, I use quite a bit. Repro, which those two are Yuhi products. Contact as well too. I'm strictly in the box because I travel quite a bit, so it's nice to have like a few different kind of plugins to choose from. But I would say that I stick to either like Native Instruments or Yuhi products.
There's a sudden wave of me. It's a place. When you walk, and a warm feeling. Because you were here last weekend, and you know you'll be here next weekend. There's recognizable faces. Even if you don't really know that person, and that sense of excitement as you find your space on the dance floor, the lights go down real low, and you find yourself letting it all go. I can't explain it to you, but I think you'll like that, 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 like that. Go down real low. I can't explain it to you, but I think you'll like that.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Have you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, Questioning Power and Privilege in Makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm DJ Wah, and this is a full interview with Shelly Johansson. Full track list, along with Shelly Johansson web links, can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Here is the second part of the interview.
What has been your experience in working with either Octopus and the Bedrock labels?
Yeah, they've been very professional, really great, super accommodating. You know, it's been nothing but just like positive experience from both the labels.
How does it feel for you to have been released on such prominent labels?
I'm a little bit beside myself, actually. It's kind of funny because every couple of years I like to review like my goals and, you know, where I'm going and just a time to reflect and look back. And I've done that recently, and I just had this kind of overwhelming feeling of, it was like joy in a way. It's kind of hard to explain, but I'm like, this is really great. I feel like I'm on the right path, and it's a good feeling for sure. It's kind of hard to describe. It's sort of, it's whimsical, and I'm almost in a state where I'm like, is this really happening to me? But it's nice because I feel like I work really hard, and I'm very dedicated and devoted to production and DJing. So in a way, it's nice to have that recognition as well too.
So it sort of leads into the next question. Is there a point when you were doing this as a bedroom DJ or bedroom producer when you realized this wasn't just a hobby anymore and this was suddenly a legitimate career that you could follow? And what was that like?
Yeah, I guess it definitely was something that I started off as like a hobby, but it was also something that I saw that I could set definitive goals and measure myself against them. When I started DJing, how I got into production was that I really wanted to create like mashups or my own reworks of songs that I really liked. I wanted to give to people exclusively while I was like performing or DJing. So that's kind of how I got into it, was that I wanted to like up my DJing game and like give something really exclusive to the people that were coming out to the parties. And I really couldn't pinpoint like a particular moment, but there's always been this like certain drive where I knew that I wanted it to be more than just a hobby, like a life task or a calling, vocation of some sort. But I guess that it wasn't really ever a thought to just be like, oh, this is something that I wanted to do like a bedroom DJ for fun. It was more like, no, I want to show my music to the world. I want to play and share all these great songs that I find in like a large scale. So there wasn't really one particular moment. I just always knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Death.
Have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong?
There's probably, almost every gig there's something where you're like, oh, this shouldn't have happened, or I wish that it didn't, I guess. Actually, there was one time that kind of stands out is that I was playing at a festival, and there was an artist before me, and she was using like a tractor sort of setup, and I usually use USBs, and the DJ before her had taken the link cable that was connecting all the CDJs, and I only had one USB, and this is a reason why I like now carry more than one USB backup of music with me. Was I only had the one CDJ that was working. So I told the girl, I'm like, can you play like one more song while I try to find somebody to get a link cable? Nobody came, so I wasn't going to not play my set. So I ended up playing off like one CDJ, and this girl and I like started DJing like back and forth on her equipment. And it was like, it turned out to be like a lot of fun. And I made like a new friend. And people were sort of like taken back by this like back-to-back session. So that was one thing that like could have gone terribly wrong, you know, but you make the best of it, and you also like learn from it as well.
Okay, can you name one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Yeah, you know, there's like I could probably go on about DJs in the past or like producers that have really influenced me. You know, people that influence me today would be, you know, like the labels that I'm releasing on, like Cian. You know, I've followed his label for a long time, and when I started DJing, or not started DJing, but you know, when I got more into like playing techno at gigs, like I would follow the Octopus label, and I would always like download the releases. I would look forward to releases. Of course, like John Digweed, huge influence on me, like growing up with the music that he played, and he still is today. So I'm really lucky to be able to say that I've released on these labels of people who have influenced me growing up and musically, and also now too.
Okay, so what is the vision for yourself in the future for DJing and production-wise?
Yeah, so I want to continually push out music and over the course of the next year or so, just developing my back catalog of sounds and getting my music out there as well. I hope to expand my radio show as well too. I have a monthly podcast that I do every month, and it's also something that, you know, DJing, the foundation of it is to share music, right? So I hope to expand that. And it's more shows and more gigs coming up.
Yeah, in terms of releases or gigs that you do have coming up, is there anything that you want to promote right now?
Yeah, there's actually this May coming up, there's an Octopus Showcase party. It's happening at Blue during Movement, and I played for it last year, and it was so much fun. It was such a good time. There's something about Detroit during Movement that there's this really special energy in the whole city. It's really exciting. So that's coming up. There will be some other projects that are starting to roll out before summer as well too. So I'm excited for those projects. And the best place to probably find out about that stuff would be either my social media outlets like Facebook or Octopus Recordings. But those will be announced very, very soon. So there's music, there's new projects that are happening that are going to be announced really soon. And also the Octopus Recording party is going to be happening too.
Give me some. Give me some.
This has been Shelly Johansson. A selection of Shelly Johansson tracks can be found on Beatport, iTunes, and Juno Download, and a full list of Shelly Johansson web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
Of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sakura's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
I call it transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Shelly Johansson, and thanks to her for making herself available to be interviewed. A full show track list and a collection of Shelly Johansson web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. If you enjoyed the show and want to check it out again in podcast form, you can do so either at iTunes or at citr.ca under the Techno Progressivo show page link. Up next is going to be Transcendence with Smiley Mike. Check that out to get your Sunday night trance fix. Final thing before we wrap up this week's track from the past. For this, let's set the time controls and time machine back for 15 years to 2003. I absolutely loved this track when it came out, featuring a chugging bass line, some amazing percussion samples from Guy Ritchie's Snatch, some excellent sounding stabs. This is Wally Lopez with I'm Coming to London. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in a couple of weeks.